on me? It's time to get it checked, boy. You on the sideline, you ain't made the headlines. Now it's time to reject, boy. You bitten on me? What's the topic of discussion? What you talking about? Take your best shot, I'ma take the last shot. I'm Jordan in the clutch, boy. You bitten on me? It's time to get it checked, boy. You on the sideline, you ain't made the headlines. Now it's time to reject, boy. You bitten on me? What's the topic of discussion? What you talking about?
Alrighty, guys, we are live with another episode of the Auto Bin. I am Andrew Robinson, joined as always by my twin brother Aaron Robinson, and today we have a special guest, Putnam Science Academy family, current West Virginia guard Malik Curry. So, Malik, thanks for joining us today, man.
No problem, bro.
Yes, sir. So, you know, before we get into it, man, we definitely just want to remind you guys to like this podcast, share this podcast, give us a rating, man. It goes a long, long way in helping us get these, you know, these videos to people who love to hear from a good man, Malik. But man, we're definitely excited to have you on, man. Like I said, man, it's been a long time coming. You know, we've been following your career ever since you were at PSA, man. And it's been exciting to watch you, man. Obviously, you know, go the JUCO route and then, you know, kill it at Old Dominion, and now I would see you just grad transfer to West Virginia, man. So kind of talk to us about your basketball journey, man, and what brought you here to West Virginia today.
As you see, my journey, you know, it wasn't the easiest by far, you know. I took the long route, but I got to where I wanted to get to so far. Just going to three different high schools, going to high school in my hometown, Delaware, then transferring to Texas, then obviously PSA. JUCO in Florida, Old Dominion in Virginia. It's like, I'm just living the dream, bro. Playing basketball, playing the game I love to play, bro. Like, at all types of levels. And I'm just getting to see how every level was. And my journey's just been different from everybody else's. Like, that, I can't, like, stress that enough. Like, I feel like not too many people, you know, they might go junior college or, like, go D1. I don't know. I can't explain everybody, bro, but I just know mine. I just keep leveling up. So, you know, God got me. So I'm just thankful.
Now, just looking back, man, like if you would have told yourself back, you know, when you were, you know, in high school or, you know, when you were at Putnam and, you know, having to go to JUCO, you know, that one day, you know, you'll be playing the Big 12 for Bob Huggins in West Virginia, man. I mean, what would you have said, man? I mean, what was back then when you were going through, you know, all things that you went through, man? Like, where was your mind at? And, you know, looking back on it, what can you say about, you know, just the journey that you had to get through to get to where you are today?
I would say, basically, I feel like, me personally, I was supposed to have been here. Like, I feel like I was supposed to have been here, you know, school. I ain't take school serious, so I can't blame nobody but myself. You know, everything happened for a reason, but I knew I was supposed to be here one day.
Now, I want to rewind a little bit, man, and talk about your recruitment process. Because obviously, you know, you were a grad transfer this offseason. You decided to hit the portal. You know, you led Old Dominion in scoring both of the last two seasons ever coming from JUCO. And obviously, you elected to commit to West Virginia. Talk to us about, you know, what stuck out about West Virginia and what made you want to call, you know, Morgantown your home for your last season of college basketball?
When I entered the portal, once I got the call from West Virginia, I knew it was serious because at a junior college, they were sending me mail. Coach Huggins came to a couple games, and I went crazy too. So I knew he had his eye on me. They already had three guards at the time, though. So, of course, I wasn't going to, you know, join that team then. But they called me, and I knew that one guard that West Virginia transferred and one entered the draft. So I knew it was the perfect situation. I almost committed on the phone as soon as he called me, to be honest, like the first day, no lie. And I was like, wait up, Coach, wait up. I got to call my mom. Like, right before I come back, I got to call my mom. I got to call my uncle. And we talked. He's like, you know, you got other options too. You got to wait. I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, this really might be the best option for me. And everything they said was, you know, legit since I've been here. Like, before I even came to campus, everything they said, they honest dudes, you know, and they was honest about my role coming there. So, you know, Bob, he's a straight up dude.
what were the conversations like as far as what your role is going to be this year? Obviously, you know, like you said, West Virginia going to lose Miles McBride, obviously, who was a big part of their backcourt this season. I mean, what were those conversations like to you when he was trying to get you to come to West Virginia?
When he called me, he was telling me about the school, and he was just telling me about the role. Basically, do what I do now. Like, and then he was like, Miles, he might come back, he might not. And he was like, me and Miles could play together. So it was like, even if he come back, we just going to be a stronger backcourt. And if he doesn't, you know, just more opportunity.
Yeah. Now, I mean, from the outside looking in, man, obviously everybody knows Bob Huggins to be, you know, a pretty intense coach on the sidelines, a fiery guy. You know, what are those interactions been like, you know, playing for Coach Huggins within these first couple of weeks and months of summer school and preseason workouts?
It's been calm for real. I ain't see the storm yet. official practice start Tuesday though. I'm gonna let you know more if you feel me. It was later interview, but as of right now, he's been chilling.
Yeah, be going to check back with him in like a month or two. Like mid Big 12 season, you know what I'm saying? After they, you know, play Texas, Kansas, yeah. Texas, and then we'll see if you got some Bob Huggins stories for us.
Yeah.
Now, but you know, obviously, I think a big part in your journey, obviously, was your junior college experience. I mean, you went to Palm Beach State, which is one of the best JUCOs in the country. You were able to, you know, be player of the year in that conference. You were able to be a second team All-American there. I mean, talk a little bit about your time at Palm Beach State. How do you think that prepared you, you know, for your experience when you went to ODU and eventually, you know, will prepare you for, you know, this season in the Big 12?
Honestly, it prepared me for life, honestly. Like, I went through so many, like, ups and downs being there, especially my freshman year. I wasn't eligible, like, grades, you know what I'm saying, school. Like, I tell all the kids now, you got to take the school stuff serious, bro. Without it, you can't do too much. And once I went eligible, man, I'm like, bro, I'm done for. Like, I'm eligible at a junior college. Like, what's going on? Like, but my coach, he stuck with me. He stayed solid with me, man. And he just I sat out the rest of the season. Came back my sophomore season, just went crazy. So, yeah, it just helped me in life.
Yeah. Now, I also want to talk about, obviously, you know, your time at Putnam Science Academy because, you know, from me and Drew's time there, I mean, we had a mob, man, obviously playing with Hamidou Diallo. He was a sophomore back when we was there, man. He was a young pup, man. I remember when he got his first Division I offer, man. It's crazy, obviously, where he's at now. But Mamadou Diarra was on that team. Keelan Ives went on to play Division I basketball as well, man. And obviously, as you know, man, you guys had a stacked mob when you were there as well, man. I think a lot of people kind of take for granted just – one, the level of basketball that's played up there in New England in the NEPSAC, and then as well, you know, how intense those practices can be at PSA, man, when you got all those Division I players on one team. So kind of talk about, you know, your experience there at Putnam and kind of how that also kind of helped prepare you for the college game.
My experience there was great. I was only there a semester, but it was a great experience for me. As soon as I came, I fold at home. I had Eric Ayala with me. That's like family, so he made me comfortable. As soon as I came in, all the guys, you know, made me feel at home, and it was no like bad blood between anybody. And coming halfway through the season, it was rough at first. Like the first game, I had to, you know, sit on the bench, just watch. I didn't play because I literally just came, and we had a game like 3-4 days later. So it was like a rough transition at first. And then I practiced a couple practices. I was hooping, got my spot, and it was good ever since.
Now, you know, one of the things that people, you know, I guess have been the biggest criticism per se of in your game, and obviously is you know your 3-point shooting. I mean, obviously it went up from your freshman year to your sophomore year, but you know people know you as, you know, this electric driver, really crappy score. I mean, talk a little bit about what you have been working on this summer as you prepare for the season in the Big 12.
Definitely. You know, everybody really know me as a scorer, like. Everybody know I could put the ball in the basket, but at Old Dominion, I really developed my game as a point guard. For some reason, my shooting percentage always goes up and down. But for some reason, I like driving because I'm like, nobody can stop it, and I'm a scorer. So it's like, I don't like missing shots. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I miss shots. I'm like, bro, I could have got a lay. I could have got a floater. I could have mid-range. Like, but They definitely been helping me develop my threes. I've been shooting the ball a lot, like, since the summer, since I came here. So many shots, and I'm just working on my three, honestly. Once I add that to my game, I feel like I'm unguardable at this point.
Now, obviously, the Big 12, man, had an amazing season last year as a conference. You know, Oklahoma State, Baylor went on to win the national championship, Texas Tech, and go on. What are you most excited about, obviously, about playing in the Big 12 this season? And I guess throw into that challenge of playing, you know, better players, you know, at the highest level.
Oh, I just want to prove a point that every school that counted me out, you feel me? Prove a point that I am who I say I am, like, for real. Like, so a lot of schools, they was interested in me. A lot of schools ain't throw the offer coming out of ODU. Well, I'm lying. At ODU, they did. But I had to come out of junior college. They was, like, hesitant to, you know, they didn't know if I was really ready for that level. So I just want to prove a point to myself, to my family, and to everybody that counted me out.
Now, how has your summer been, obviously, at West Virginia with you know, just kind of messing with you, the other new guys? You guys took a couple other grad transfers. Obviously, Pauly Cap came from DePaul. You guys got quite a bit of freshmen as well that you guys kind of mix into the equation there. I mean, what has the chemistry been like for you guys this summer, man? And what are your thoughts, your first thoughts of your guys' team this year?
I feel like we could be really, really good this year. Because everybody know that we're going to lock up. Like, that's what we do. So it's like defense, that's not a problem. Offense, we got a lot of scorers. You know, I got a lot of shooters around me, a lot of guys that can make shots. And I feel like as a team, we bond really well together. And that's a good thing, you know. Being on the team, you don't got chemistry off the court, it's not going to really – y'all not going to go for it. Y'all not going to have each other's back like y'all supposed to. And I feel like we're going to be a really good team this year, and we bond very good. So that's a good thing.
Now, I'm glad you brought up defense because, you know, actually, obviously, you had a game last year in Conference USA where you had seven steals, which was the most in the Conference USA game last year. And obviously, walking into Press Virginia, you know, defense is obviously a staple of that program. What do you think you can bring to the program from a defensive standpoint? And kind of how you can contribute to kind of the hectic style that Bob Huggins brings to the court at West Virginia.
I'm up on the ball 24/7. So it's like, it start with me. So, like, it's tiring. It's tiring for sure. But, you know, that's my role. That's what I came here to do. And it's like, I'm there. I'm on the ball. So I got to apply pressure. And my teammates, they just going to follow right behind me. I know they got my back if somebody beats me. And, We got a lot of guys that move their feet on defense. Like, I ain't never seen nothing like this. Like, sometimes I be getting locked up. I don't never get locked up. Like, like, yo. But, you know, it's only going to make me better for the games, like, going against each other. So, it's a good thing.
Now, what have those practices been like, man? I know y'all pressed the whole entire game. So, I know y'all doing a lot of running, a lot of conditioning, man. I mean, what is that like, you know, the summertime? I know they must be pretty crucial, man, getting y'all ready. So give me some practice stories, man. I mean, what was your impression of your first summer at West Virginia?
First practice we had, or second maybe, we had a defensive drill, and, like, we couldn't get a stop. Like, and it's not necessarily them putting the ball in the basket. It's like a bad closeout or somebody just getting blown by. That's not a stop. Even if they score, it's not a stop or whatever. So we couldn't get a stop. Treadmill. Off rip. Treadmill. I said, what? Treadmill? I'm like, nah. So we run on the treadmill. 30 seconds. Get right back in. Boom. Couldn't get a stop. Treadmill. Boom. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. And then the thing is, what make it worse is you go right back into the practice, like
right from the treadmill to the closeout. Just,
right back. You like, bro, what? Yeah, that's the craziest part so far.
See, so I mean, I was wondering because I mean, obviously that's become a staple of you guys' program over there. And as far as like when you look around the team, do you feel like that's just kind of the guys that Coach Huggins recruits, or do you feel like, you know, it's kind of more so in maybe you have a guy that's maybe not the best defender and you kind of can turn him into a defender in practice, or you think it's kind of like either you got it or you don't, and the type of guy that come into the program?
I think it's one, it starts off with who he recruits. Definitely, like, we all, like, either junior college kids or, like, it's something to us. It's something to all of us, like, to be honest. And but the guys that's already here, like, they just tell you what they expect. You just, like, know that you got to do what you got to do. Like, that's the main focus. Like, they going to tell you, like, bro, be ready to do this because we got this. So, it's just mentally you got to lock in. And, yeah, to be honest, you just got to lock in. Yeah.
Now, like, defensively, obviously, like, you guys, you know, like you said before, have surely pressed the whole game. I mean, in practice, like what is it? What is it like going against that habit or that press type defense? You know, I mean, I know it must be different trying to practice against that each and every day in practice than obviously in the past, you know, you practicing against regular scout defense, whatever. I mean, just walk me through a bit what it's like going against that type of defense every day in practice.
For me, I feel like it's really developed me, like, in a great way. I think I'm going against one of the best defenders in conference. I mean, I said conference, like, Big 12. Honestly, I believe that. Kedrian Johnson, like, that boy locks up. And he in my position. So, like, we go at it every single day. Like we really get into it every single day. But that's my guy. And he just helped me get better. I help him get better. So, it's fun, though.
Now, one thing I do want to, you know, also ask you, man, obviously you mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, you know, you being from Delaware, and I feel like obviously, you know, me and my brother being from Maryland, obviously you guys are the next state over, so we're a little more familiar with Delaware basketball, but obviously, you know, some of the guys that have come out of Delaware in the past couple of years, obviously yourself, you know, Bones Hyrum was the first round draft pick. You mentioned Eric Ayala at Maryland, you know, Trey Duval. Talk about just the basketball culture in Delaware, man, because I feel like a lot of people don't really know that. I mean, it's some hoopers in Delaware, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like, you know, because the state's so small, a lot of people aren't really aware of that, man. So just kind of talk about that and what it means to you, man, to be from Delaware and playing, you know, on the biggest stage in college basketball.
Man, they can't count us out no more. Like, they just can't count us out no more. Like, we doing everything they say we couldn't do coming from Delaware. Like, all of us have our different experiences. Like, I left Delaware, Bowen stayed in Delaware, and he made it out. So, like, no matter where you're from, no matter what you do, you can make it out. You just got to put the work in. And being from Delaware is different, bro. Like, it's not too much going on besides really sports or, you know, violence, to be honest. You look up Delaware, you know, it's a lot of murders, a lot of killings and all that. So, it's like, you know, you got to really stay focused on what you want to do in life and just watch who you be around. That's number one. And just stay focused, man. Like, each and every one of us stay focused in this whole journey. You can't leave Dante out either. Dante DiVincenzo, you can't leave him out. He just won the championship. You can't leave him out. But, yeah, we all stay focused.
Much respect to Dante, man. Definitely can't shout out. I mean, they definitely can't leave out the NBA chant, man.
So, right.
You got me.
Hey, man, shout out White Dante, man. If you happen to hear this, man, all fact meters, you know what I'm saying? You give me a little shout out to the guy, White Dante, over there in Milwaukee, man. Speedy recovery this year, too, from your injury, man. But, you know, obviously, West Virginia's had a plethora of great guards come through the program over the past couple of years. Obviously, last year, Miles McBride. Before that, Javon Carter and Daxter Miles were outstanding. Deshaun Butler back in the day took him to a Final Four. I mean, you know, what does it mean to you to kind of be the next guy, you know, in line at West Virginia, man? And what are your expectations for yourself, you know, kind of trying to follow in those guys' footsteps?
I'm trying to follow their exact footsteps. You feel me? Like, I'm trying to get to where they at. And it's crazy because the alumni, they come back all the time. It's really a family over here, bro. Like, they come back and talk to us all the time. Like, so just hearing their stories here at West Virginia and just, you know, knowing that I'm the next guy up in this position, being a point guard, it's like, it's a great feeling. And I just can't wait to show the world how much better I got, how much I developed my game over these past couple months. And I'm just ready to get the season started with, to be honest.
Yep. Now, like Ace mentioned, man, I can remember when West Virginia, you know, was, you know, one of the top teams in college basketball back with Deshaun Butler, man. What do you think it's going to take for you guys to kind of get back to competing for a Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and Final Fours at West Virginia?
Everybody being on the same page. Everybody knowing that, you know, it's a lot of fifth-year guys, including myself, that, you know, we only got 1 year, and a lot of people want to prove a point. You know, get thirds, but we playing basketball. It's a team game. We got to be on the same page. Like, if a guy's open and another guy's open, you got to make that pass. And, you know, everybody, you know, want to get their own because, you know, they try to get to where they trying to get to, but we trying to win too. And, you know, we got to make sure we got the chemistry and defense, of course. It starts with defense and everybody be a coachable.
Now, what are your goals for yourself as well as your team this year? Like, if you can sit here and say, all right, if this happens this year, then this year was a success. I mean, what would those be?
Win the conference and win the national championship. Those are the only expectations I got. Like, everything else is going to come as long as we win. So, I just want to win. That's really why I came here, to win and win championships.
Yep, yep. Now, obviously, you know, the Big 12 is home to Kansas, who, you know, has a long history of winning that league in Fog Allen Fieldhouse. I mean, I can remember watching games, you know, obviously on TV at Kansas, man, packed house. What is the most – are you looking forward to kind of playing there, or what is, are there any other arenas that you're kind of looking forward to kind of silencing on the road, man, in that Big 12 schedule?
I feel like we got the best home court advantage. I'm trying to play here at the crib. Love too crazy. Love too crazy, bro, because ain't no other, like, it's just West Virginia, bro. Everywhere you go in West Virginia is just West Virginia. So it's like, I feel like we get the most love in the conference. So they got to see us at our crib a lot. We got a lot of home games. So, I mean, Kansas cool. You know, they be turnt, but.
They got to pull up home. Right?
I ain't no hater. They be turnt, but we be turnt too. You feel me? So it is what it is.
Great answer.
I respect it, man. I mean, what's it been like in West Virginia, man? Obviously, we know, like, you know, the rumors out here with West Virginia just being a big college town, man. And obviously, you know, one of the most fun schools. I mean, what have your experiences been like being there over the past few months, you know, and kind of getting engulfed in that environment? You know, people say it's a football school, but obviously the basketball program is pretty good as well. I mean, just, you know, socially, what has it been like for you get kind of the first few months there as well?
Damn, people say it's a football school, bro.
That's what people say, man. A lot of people be saying West Virginia's a football school. We're not going to do a little Twitter poll and ask, you know, West Virginia.
Yeah, football I got to ask about that one.
It's one of these two situations, kind of like Ohio State, where it's like the football team is good, but the basketball team is nice too. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, or like a USC or something. Or no, USC definitely a football school, but I in recent years, the
basketball is a football school too. Ohio State is a football school for sure.
It is as well. I mean, there's a bunch of schools. I'm trying to think of one on the spot right now where it's like, it's a football school, but the basketball team is, like, nice every year for real. Like,
right. Well, yeah, they nice in football, though. You know, I'm cool with the football guys. But my experience, I mean, it's been crazy, bro. Like, tailgates before the football games, bro, walking around with a player that's already here. The love is, like, it's pictures. Like, you walk into a crowd, you're going to take at least, like, 15 pictures with people, 20 pictures. They bring you in their tents, get food. They know who you are. Like, they know who you are. So it's like, they just show crazy love, bro. And it's not like ODU. Like, they see you, bro. They going to say, oh, you Malik Curry, like, from ODU. Like, you ready? You know what I'm saying? They going to interact with you. They ain't going to be on no, like, they know who you is, but they ain't going to say nothing because they don't want other people to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. That small school stuff be hating for it. Like, it's like they know you that bull, but they don't really want to be like, oh, like, you feel me?
Right. That's what I'm saying. But here, they going to show you love. They going to make sure, you know, you appreciate it. Like, and all they want to do is see you success and see everybody win. So my experience has been great, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. I love it here.
That's great, man. Obviously, you know, I got to ask you about this, man, because, you know, from, you know, two athletes who have jumped into the media game and started their own platform, man. Obviously, you graduated from Old Dominion with a degree in communications, and like, you most recently, you know, announced that you're going to start a new vlog, man. So I want to give you opportunity to kind of talk about your vlog a little bit, man, kind of just where you want to go with that, man. And do you have any aspirations to kind of get into the media industry or kind of things like that, man? But I definitely want to give you a chance to talk about that.
A couple of my videos on Instagram, I made myself, actually. A couple of my highlight tapes, just because during quarantine, I learned something new. Like, I got a MacBook, so I'm like, I got to do something with this MacBook. And, you know, I started just recording stuff, putting it together, iMovie. I'm like, man, I kind of like this. So, with my vlog, I just made a video about, you know, the daily life of a West Virginia basketball player. I had a fun time doing it. I couldn't show everything. Like, practice, I really wanted to show practice, but I can't show practice, though. It's like, I can't show that right now. But maybe after I leave here, I'll, drop some footage of that. But, I showed this running on the treadmill, cold tub, smoothies, food, after the practice shooting and stuff like that. And it was fun filming. I like doing it. I think I'm going to continue doing it throughout the year.
I heard it here first, man. If you haven't already, make sure you check out Malik Curry's vlog, man. Dating life, West Virginia basketball player, man. You know what I'm saying? One day we'll get Malik to, do some video stuff for All Facts. But me and Drew aren't very skilled in the video, the vlogging area. You know what I'm saying? That ain't our forte over here at All Facts Media.
I got y'all, man. I got y'all. Y'all just let me know.
Nah, for sure, man. But I think it's dope, man, what you're doing, because I feel like, as athletes, man, for us, it's kind of regular, man, the routine, right? Like going to the gym, going to class, getting up shots, seeing your teammates in the locker room, man. But I think a lot of people, man, don't know what it's like. They don't know what kind of the daily grind is like, man. And I think, for you, man, obviously going through it and being in it, I think it's dope for people to really be able to see that, and see what the kind of the day in the life of a Division I basketball player is like, especially at a place like West Virginia, man. I've seen some videos, man, y'all facilities. I know y'all facilities is pretty high end over there, man. So I'm gonna be looking forward to tuning into that and seeing what the locker room over there is like. I mean, I probably got all type of smoothie machines and fancy stuff over there, man. Y'all situation I'm looking forward to see. Yeah, for sure. Hey, nah, man. But now go ahead.
Nah, I was saying, man, I know Malik probably got a bunch of stuff to get into this weekend, man, because West Virginia football playing Oklahoma, man, so I know it's going to be a big weekend on campus over there in Morgantown, man.
See, like, Monday through Friday, well, Friday morning, I'm locked in. Like, I go to sleep at, like, 11, like, I wake up at 9, I'm locked in, bro. I don't need to do nothing during the week, study hall, all that. But Friday, Saturday, I might go out here and there, have fun. But this weekend, tomorrow we got a practice. But after practice, we hosting this little event for the football game, a football watch party. It's going to be fun. Good time, good food. Yeah.
For sure. For sure, man. We're definitely going to be looking forward to seeing you, man, this year at West Virginia, man. Definitely going to be looking forward to your vlog as well, man. But definitely want to thank you for your time, man. Thank you for coming on this episode of the Auto Bid, man. It's definitely been a blast. And definitely have to get you on again, man, once you guys finish up your Big 12 season, man. Hopefully.
I was just about to say that, bro. I was just about to say that. I got to bring you back on the show. He had a full scoop.
Big time. Nah, for sure. For sure, man. We're going to definitely keep tabs on that, man. But like I said, man, definitely wish you the best luck, man, for all of our listeners. Make sure you guys give Malik a follow on social media. Make sure you guys are also liking this podcast, subscribing to this podcast, man, and giving it a share. It definitely goes a long, long way. Basketball seems right around the corner, fellas. Seems like, seems like we'll be definitely keeping it very, very busy, man. But until next time, you guys. The last shot, I'm drawing in the clutch, boy. You beating on me. I can tell. It's time to get a check, boy. Check, boy. You on the sideline, you ain't made the headlines. Now it's time to reject, boy. You beating on me. I can tell. What's the topic of discussion? What we talking about? Take your best shot, I'ma take the last shot. I'm drawing in the clutch, boy.